This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. It was the seventh time in nearly 6 years of the Syrian crisis that Russia has deployed its veto to protect the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies believed involved in chemical attacks in 2014 and 2015. Even before U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to Congress Tuesday, Republican and Democratic lawmakers are expressing differing opinions about it. Michael Bowman takes a look.
For the Senate's Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the anticipation is leavened with optimism.
We're all looking forward to what the president has to say tonight. It's a big moment for him. More importantly, it's a big moment for our country.
For Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, anticipation sounds more like dread.
If past is prologue, the president will use populist rhetoric in his speech to hide what he is actually doing.
Lawmakers of both parties told VOA they want details about Trump's economic agenda, from spending priorities to tax reform to health care. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
More than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid. Some fear that those two government functions may be targeted in President Donald Trump's first budget proposal. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says answers are needed on reports of improper contact between President Donald Trump's campaign officials and Russia during the presidential campaign. Ryan was interviewed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. Three congressional probes into possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia are underway. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Tuesday in Washington with Chinese State Counselor Yang Jiechi. The two affirmed the importance of a constructive relationship between the two countries and regular high-level talks between top officials. Yang invited Tillerson to visit Beijing. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The two suspects, Indonesian Siti Aisyah and Vietnamese Doan Thi Huong, have said they thought they were participating in a television prank show. The charges they face, though, will carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th. Shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. The heir to South Korea's Samsung Corporation has been indicted on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges in connection with the political corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. Samsung's de facto leader, Lee Jae-yong, was charged Tuesday, along with four company executives. Prosecutors had spent months building a case against Lee, alleging that he played a role in $37 million in payments made by Samsung executives to a friend of the Korean leader in exchange for government support for a merger of two Samsung affiliates. The 48-year-old Lee has denied any wrongdoing. The United States military has confirmed the killing of a top Taliban leader in a recent airstrike in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. The strike, conducted on Sunday as part of an operation with Afghan security forces, killed Mullah Abdul Salam, the Taliban commander for Kunduz, along with four other enemy combatants. The military says no civilians were hurt or killed in the action. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has declared a state of disaster as his nation struggles with a severe drought and food crisis. According to the United Nations, the crisis in Somalia threatens 6.2 million people, more than half the population. Conditions are driest in the north. Crop production and livestock numbers have fallen sharply after back-to-back poor rainy seasons last year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.